Bank of Cardiff.
Yes. I have a letter from your bank.
Okay.
You need the reservation code number? Or?
I do. Give me one sec to go to that screen.
Okay. Are you all in California?
We are.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, and what is that reservation code?
Reservation code is 2511-1201-0038-6120.
Okay, let me pull your information up. And I have Hocking Oil Company. Okay. And the number you're calling from, is that the business line?
That's my office number.
Okay.
618-263-3258. That's our
okay. And what was your name?
My name is Andy. Andy Hocking.
Okay. Perfect. And the address we have, it's Nicole.
Nicole?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yep. The only address I have on file is a P.O. Box 162 for Mount Carmel.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a physical address as well?
You have what now?
Oh, do you have a physical address? I only have a P.O. Box.
Yes. Hang on one second.
No problem.
My cell phone's ringing. I just want to tell them to... the physical address is 801 West 9th Street.
Okay.
Hey, Raj. Hey, I'm on the phone with long distance. Can I call you back shortly?
Okay, thank you. Okay, Nicole, I'm back.
Okay. Is the physical address also in Mount Carmel?
What'd you say, ma'am?
Is the physical address city also Mount Carmel?
Yeah, 801 West 9th Street. We're in suite 21617.
Okay.
I got five rooms in this suite. But anyway,
okay.
It's Mount Carmel, Illinois, 62863.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
So what you have received is an offer for financing, and we have a few different programs here. Is there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
This phone isn't very good, and I don't hear too good.
What I had said is there are a lot of programs that we offer. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Now, this check has on here $250,000, but
uh-huh.
I don't want that much money.
Okay.
I would say probably I would want to go for about 80 to 125,000.
Okay. And what would you be using that for?
I have several oil wells.
Okay.
And I'm needing to do frack jobs and acid jobs and perforating, and I need to use that to get my oil wells back to pumping some of them.
Mm-hmm.
I have some pumping, but I'm needing some working capital.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to repair or just have people, hire people to work on them?
Yeah, what we do is we have a sputter to come in and get on the well, and then
mm-hmm.
they swab on it, and then we have the perforating company to come in and perforate the well, and then we have the acid company. I use M&S Orwell Cementing for acid company to acidize, and we're going to do some fracking.
Mm-hmm.
It costs about $25,000 to frack a well.
Okay.
And I've got about three of those to do.
Okay.
But
got it.
I want to use the money for working capital.
Okay. And if you get these wells up and running, what kind of return do you see on that? What will you make back on that?
Real good. I have discovered an oil field that's probably a $50 million oil field.
Okay.
And I've drilled three wells in that field. And I got one of those wells pumping. I made an injection well out of one of them. And that well is bringing me in, that one well is bringing in about $20,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And the money that I would spend on these other wells, I would say somewhere around $30,000 a month would come in from the...
Per well.
Yeah, $30,000 okay. per well would come in from where I would spend this, say, $125,000, you know.
Okay, well, that's a great return. You basically
would only pay for it in a month. Yeah, I'd
only
need the money for probably 9 months to a year, you know, and
okay.
pay it back.
Perfect.
Uh-huh.
All right. Do you have any working capital loans currently?
I have one for $90,000 with the, let's see. It's the Fairfield National Bank out of Fairfield, Illinois.
Okay. Is it a line of credit or what kind of term loan?
It's a line of credit thing.
Okay.
I gave them a mortgage on a property I own.
Got it.
Yeah.
So it's secured with your home?
What'd you say?
It's secured by your home or another property?
Oh, no. I have a $300,000 to $350,000 home and don't have anything against it.
Okay. But is that what they secure the line of credit with?
No, they secured the line of credit with, I own a whole city block here in Mount Carmel.
Okay.
It's the old Spar Seed Company property. And I have a building on there, a real nice building. I spent $50,000 mm-hmm. putting a new roof on it.
Uh-huh.
And that property's worth around, oh, let's say $300,000, something like that.
Okay.
No less than $250,000.
Okay.
And they've just got a $90,000 lien again to give me working capital.
Did you take that out currently? I mean, recently?
Oh, no. I've had that running with them for probably 5 years.
Okay. And what was the, are you at the max amount of what they can lend on that?
Yes,
okay.
I've reached the maximum of $90,000 on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm making payments on it, you know.
Okay.
Every month.
And are you the sole owner of the business?
What say now?
Are you the only owner of the business?
Yes, I'm the only
okay.
owner. I'm the president of the company. Uh-huh.
Okay. And how long have you had the business?
About 55 years.
Okay. Wow, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are you averaging yearly for gross revenue?
Since the price of oil declined, when oil was $125 a barrel or $100 a barrel, I had a big income.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, with about $25,000 a month total coming in, that figures up to, what, $250,000?
Per year.
Yeah, I got $250,000 per year coming in.
Okay.
Right now.
All right.
That's without these other wells pumping. I have some good wells to work on
mm-hmm.
and increase the production. That $30,000 I mentioned to you could actually be much more than that, even $50,000 to $60,000 on some of these wells. We got a new frack called the Slick Frack.
Uh-huh.
And it cost about $25,000 to frack one of the wells.
Okay.
And it's really performing good. And some of these wells have been coming, after you frack them, anywhere from 30 to 100 barrels a day.
Oh, wow. Okay. And are you looking to get these funds immediately?
Yeah, within 10 days, 2 weeks, you know.
Okay. So this is what we can do. This particular program is based off the yearly gross revenue of the business. We can usually lend about 10 to 15% of that yearly gross revenue to start. And then from there, we can start increasing those loan amounts. You know, we just want to make sure...
Okay, so in other words, if I got $250,000 a year coming in, I can only get about $25,000.
It would be probably $25,000 to $35,000 to start, and then in a few months we can reevaluate everything, and if those numbers start going up and your payments are made on time, we'll increase the loan amount. So if all of these, you know, say you start with one and then that starts producing, then that would double probably what we would give you next time, which could be in a couple of months.
Yeah.
So
we may not need all that much, but anyway.
Yeah. Do you think that would be helpful to start?
It'd get us started, you know.
Okay. And the loans are usually range anywhere. They're short term, so they'll range anywhere from 3 months to a couple of years and anywhere in between. And you can choose the term length that you want. And you can pay the loans off early as well and get a discount. Or you could just refinance it halfway through and get additional funding if you'd like.
I would say we probably should set it up for a year and a half to start with. If you want to do 1 year, we can do 1 year, you know.
Okay. So we'll just approve you. We'll approve you for the longest term, and then we can go over some different options and see which one you want to go with.
Now then, do you need my secretary to email to you some information?
Yes, I do. So because this is revenue-based, what we'll look at is 6 months business bank statements and then your most recent tax return. And then I just have
You need 6 month bank statements?
Yes. Your most recent tax return and then just a one-page application. And I can email or fax to you what I need.
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to email that to you?
Why don't you? Yes.
Okay.
I need to get Belinda on the phone with you because
she's got
the email address and everything.
Perfect.
And you can fax to us what you want, and then she can get it back to you.
Okay.
Nicole, I'll get her on here.
Okay.
And she can give you the fax number.
Okay.
I have the fax number, but. It's 618.
618.
262. Yeah, 262. Uh-huh.
Okay.
8998.
Okay.
That's our fax.
That's fine. I can fax it to her. And should I send it to her attention or your attention?
She has an email address, and I thought that's what she was wanting.
Email might be easier. Do you want me to get that from her?
Yeah, why don't you get that from Belinda? It's Belinda.
Belinda, okay.
I'll get her on here, Nicole.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. It's irainc1@frontier.com.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me repeat that. I have irainc1@frontier.com.
That's correct.
And attention, Belinda.
That'll be fine. I'm not going to open them up, so it doesn't.
Oh, okay. Perfect. I will send this over shortly with the documentation we need.
Okay. I'll
okay. Thank you.
He's going to come back on the phone to finish up.
Okay. Perfect.
Nicole?
Hi.
Yes.
Okay.
I own a company called International Real Estate Association Incorporated.
Okay.
That IRA that's on the front of that email is.
Oh, okay.
Is abbreviation for that International Real Estate Association. I own several properties under that name.
Oh, okay.
But
perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, if you'll get that information to Belinda, we'll pursue this thing and see what we can come up with, okay?
Yeah, we can usually have some options for you within a day and have you funded within a day or two after that. So it's
okay,
pretty quick
good.
Process.
About what's your interest rate going to be, you know?
You know, it's going to fluctuate. This is actually an unsecured loan, so we don't ask for any collateral or assets like your line of credit. So typically we see rates, and it wouldn't be an APR, it's just a fixed cost to the funds. Usually start at about 10 cents on the dollar and go up from there, which means on 25,000 total payback, maybe 25,000 principal and interest, and can go up from there. I mean, I'm sorry, 27,500 principal and interest, and go up from there on a $25,000 loan.
Yeah, I don't. In other words, you don't have just a set interest rate like 15%, 18%, or 10%.
No, I mean you can. No, it doesn't really work that way because a lot of our loans are not even a year long. So it's hard to put an APR on them because some loans are only 3 months and some are 2 years. So we just give you the fixed cost of the funds and we'll tell you how much it would cost.
So on $25,000, it'd be somewhere like $27,500.
That would be, yeah, that's like the starting point. So the APR would actually be different because you could have that payback on 6 months, or you could have that payback on a year and a half. People qualify for different programs. So the APR, although it's the same payback, the APR would be quite different. So we just tell you exactly how much you'll pay back. It's very transparent.
Call, what is your direct phone number where if I call I can get directly
to
you?
My direct number is, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
8-5-8-3-8-1-3-8-1-4-4-2-3.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Nicole.
Okay.
Anything else?
That's it. I'll send this over in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.